You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. JSW Infrastructure, a part of the JSW Group, on Monday fixed a price band of ₹113 to ₹119 per share for its ₹2,800 crores initial public offering. The initial share sale will open for public subscription on September 25th and conclude on September 27th, the company said in a statement. The public issue is entirely a fresh issue of equity shares worth ₹2,800 crores. Investors can bid for a minimum of 126 equity shares and in multiples of 126 equity shares thereafter. JSW Infrastructure, a port-related infrastructure company, provides maritime-related services including cargo handling, storage solutions, logistics services, and other value-added services to its customers. On to banking. Issues like reluctance to process Forex received through alternate channels and high processing fees are hindering the growth of e-commerce exports from India. And there is a need to bring mindset change to unlock the sector's potential, a report by think tank GTRI said on Monday. Unlocking India's e-commerce export potential to $350 billion by 2030 requires addressing banking issues that hinder growth and increase operational costs, the Global Trade Research Initiative said. To initiate change, both the RBI and banks must shift their mindset towards treating small value exports differently from larger ones. This shift is essential to prevent misuse while streamlining processes. Without this fundamental change, any reforms attempted by the RBI and banks will fall short. Meanwhile, SBI has introduced a digital facility for non-resident Indians to effortlessly open NRE and NRO accounts through its mobile app, YONO. This service is designed for NTB or new-to-bank customers, providing them with ease and efficiency in the account opening process, SBI said in a statement on Monday. This initiative fulfills a long-standing demand from NRI customers for a hassle-free way to open and manage their accounts in India, it said. A non-residential external account is a bank account opened in India in the name of an NRI to park his foreign earnings, whereas a non-resident ordinary account is opened in India in the name of an NRI to manage the income earned by him or her in India. Moving on, Apple Inc. partner Foxconn Technology Group plans to double its investment and employment in India, highlighting an accelerating manufacturing shift away from China as Washington-Beijing tensions grow. Wee Lee, a Foxconn representative in India, said in a LinkedIn posting, Sunday, the Taiwanese company plans to double the size of its business in the South Asian country as he congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his birthday. He didn't give details. The investment plans of the Taiwanese company, also known for its flagship unit, Honhai Precision Industry Company, include a 300-acre site close to the airport in Bengaluru, the capital of Karnataka, Bloomberg News previously reported. Next up is the crypto world. Cryptocurrency platform JPEX shut down some trading during an ongoing investigation by the Hong Kong police. Users won't be able to place new orders on its earn trading interface from Monday, according to a statement Sunday referring to some wealth management products. JPEX is negotiating with third-party market makers to resolve a liquidity shortage, the statement said. Hong Kong police are investigating JPEX after a referral from the Securities and Futures Commission, the market's regulator. The SFC has said the firm was operating in the city as an unlicensed entity, the first such warning by the watchdog since the country boosted efforts to grow Hong Kong's presence as a crypto hub by luring more individual investors. Over to the world of technology. OnePlus has announced the OnePlus Pad Go, a new entry-level Android tablet that's positioned below the flagship OnePlus Pad and tries to bring big-screen entertainment at a relatively more economical pricing. The OnePlus Pad Go will be launched in India on October 6, 2023, and ahead of D-Day, it has released the first look of its second tablet, confirming that it will share base design with the original OnePlus Pad, including its signature green hues and centered camera layout. In a press release sent out to the media today, OnePlus says the move to launch a more affordable tablet comes in response to a discerned market demand for an economical tablet after an overwhelming response for its first tablet. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. Benchmark indices ended lower on September 18th in the volatile session, with Nifty below 20,150. Top losers on the Nifty included Hindalco Industries, Jio Financial, HDFC Bank, Bharti Airtel and Adani Ports, while gainers were Titan Company, M&M, BPCL, HDFC Life and Power Grid Corporation. On the sectoral front, PSU Bank Index gained 3.5%, Power Index up 1%, Auto Index up 1% and FMCG Index up 0.5%, while Realty Index shed 1%, while Bank, IT, Pharma and Metals down 0.5% each. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express to stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.